Corps of Discovery's arrival to the Pacific coast in November 1805 was an astonishing feat. Even so, the 33 members of the Corps were not finished with their journey. They still needed to get back home, and winter was coming. On November 24, 1805, after polling the expedition members, Captains Meriwether Lewis and William Clark decided the group would look for a place to spend the winter south of the Columbia River. On Christmas Day, after 3.5 weeks of building, they moved into the almost finished winter quarters near present-day Astoria, Oregon. The Corps named it Fort Clatsop, for the local American Indian tribe nearby. Clark noted in his journal that they celebrated,
"By the discharge of the firearms of all our party, and a salute, shouts, and a song."
Since it was Christmas, they also exchanged gifts. They spent the next 3 rainy months trading with the local tribes, hunting elk, crafting elk skin clothing, and making salt at a second camp near present Seaside, Oregon. The crew members also spent much time updating their journals, exploring, and preparing supplies for their return home. In March 1806, after enduring the wet winter, they finally began their homeward-bound journey. Visitors can experience the Corps' life on the Pacific coast at the Lewis and Clark National Historical Park. A visitor center and reconstruction of Fort Clatsop serves as the National Park Service's primary hub. At the Fort Clatsop replica, visitors can experience what it was like for the Corps to live and work within its walls. The park includes several other nearby sites associated with the expedition.